is Wednesday. It is hump day, June 14th, 2023. I am Sally Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And welcome, everyone, whatever platform you are watching or listening on. Thank you. And as usual, I hope everyone is having a wonderful day. Yard Alchemist, welcome back. It's been a while, bro. Welcome back. Hey, Minnesota. Lou, welcome. It has been a while. Yes. Hey, Frankie. Okay, Lou, this is supposed to be a serious show today. No shenanigans like yesterday. Y'all made me laugh a lot yesterday. Oh, you guys. You guys are just cracking me up. So let's get started. All right. So Frankie says, I can't speak, but I was laughing out loud. Oh, Lord. Hey, Shelby. Welcome. Okay. So I'm not going to make up any words. I'm not going to end any words with the IOUS. Or whatever the words are. Ness. That's right, Ness. Exactly. All right, so I want to talk about prophecies today. Do you believe in prophecies? Do you believe that they can predict the future? Do you believe that someone can say, you know, this is going to happen, that's not going to happen? You know, do you believe them? I mean, is it something that's, But, I mean, are people, you know, able to predict the future? Do you guys believe that, you know, when certain things happen, you know, that everything happens in threes? When I hear that someone, you know, dies, if it's a well-known person and, you know, is on the news one day, this person died, then on the news, you know, someone else died. In my head, I am saying to myself, someone else is going to die. Everything always happens in threes. I believe that to a point. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just an old wives' tales. It just is stuck in my head. But when someone dies, I always expect, someone else to die, you know. And again, doesn't necessarily have to be a famous person. It could be, you know, this person died, and then you hear this person died, then you hear that the neighbor across the street died, you know. You know, do you guys believe that? is that possible? Do you guys believe in the Bible for revelations? You know, that, you know, the end of days, and is that going to come true? You know, is there, you know, a such thing as people can predict the weather? You know, is that possible? You know, is it, I mean, because when you think about it, well, hold on for a second. First, I want to get this for you guys. Hold on 1 second. I want to give you guys the definition of a prophecy. Google definition. Okay, and it's very simple. It is just a prediction. Hold on. There we go. There's more of a, okay. Hey, Juju. Welcome, welcome. Uh-oh, I spelled that wrong. There we go. Okay, so do you think that you can predict things? Do you think that you know, that you're able to predict, you know, those who get married, you know, they're not going to last, or those who get married, they're going to stay married forever until death do us part? Is that a prediction, or is that just your own opinion, or is just something that you think? You know, can we predict the future? You know, and at the same time, I want to give you guys, because I do want to ask this, use one of Crazy's variables. What is the, there we go, let me, some people do get these two confused, a prophecy or a prophecy. Okay, you have CY and SY. CY and SY. Okay, so we have prophecy, CY, a prediction, and SY when you're saying that a specific thing will happen in the future. Are those the same or are they not? What do you guys think? I mean, is it possible? I mean, I can predict that by the end of this day, I'm going to be extremely tired because I stayed up really, 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 really late last night and got up really, 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 really early this morning. I'm tired now, so I can predict that by the end of this day, I'm going to be, you know, tired. So is that a prophecy? Did I predict something, or is that just something? Well, no, you just know you're gonna do that because that's how you're feeling right now, you know. But you know, do you guys believe that people can predict who's going to be the next president? That someone can predict that, you know, if we don't stop doing this or whatever, that, you know, there's going to be more fires here, or, you know, someone can predict that they'll find oil somewhere, or gold, they'll strike gold, or, you know, wars, you know, wars are going to break out, or there's going to be peace. Can people predict that? Or is it just human nature? Is it human nature that, you know, those two countries are going to end up in war because the last 10 years they've been fighting? You know, are they predictions? Are they prophecies? Or is it common sense? And then Juju says psychic powers. Now, some people, Juju, let's talk about that. So psychic powers, do you believe that some people have psychic powers? Do you believe that some people, you know, the reading of palms and what is it? Tarot cards. Do you believe that? I mean, is that possible? And Shahid, welcome. Shahid said, God gives dreams to some people. It's a spiritual gift. Okay, but, and then Juju says, absolutely without any cards. But Shahid, we all dream. We all dream. On some level, we all dream. Some people have what may be considered a nightmare, but we all dream. So wouldn't God, you know, give dreams to everyone? And do some of our dreams come true? You know, if you're dreaming that someone is chasing you, you know, what does that mean? You know, you could dream something and forget about it, and then 2 years later you're in a race, and you know, you're in first place, but some second and third place, they're chasing you, or someone is, you know, someone truly is chasing you in terms of, you know, maybe they're trying to get you, or maybe you get something. I mean, everyone dreams. So are our dreams, can we say that they're predictions, and are they prophetic? Nostradamus has predicted. Yes, he did. Nostradamus predicted a lot of stuff. And then Juju says, if you're tuned in, you can predict some things. That's okay, Juju. Podbean's been, I don't know, the last year, it's been acting up for a lot of people. Shahid says, not everyone is called to be a prophet. The calling is for specific people who are appointed by God and trained to understand his divine communication. I'm not saying that everyone is called to be a prophet, because I don't believe that everyone's called to be one. I think that there are certain people who have been called over time where they have that specific designation. But when you say prophecy, CY, or prophecy, SY, or, you know, is it a God-given thing? Does it have to be specifically from God? Or can it just be, you know, that you have some people who are seers? You have some people who are just able to see things or know things. And then you have just common sense. You know, and again, I go back to those dreams. You know, what if you wake up one day and you know, you dreamt that you were going to become very, very rich? Does it necessarily mean that you should go run down to the local store and buy a lotto ticket? Or does it mean that, you know, this app that you've been working on, or the business that you have, for whatever reason, just takes off and you become very rich that way? You know, does it mean that someone passes away and they leave you a lot of money? You know, what does that dream mean? You know, and again, for prophecies, I'm not saying that people are prophets. I'm just saying, do you believe that prophecies, it is possible to predict the future? You know, you know, I mean, just, you know, can you give a prediction of something? Juju says yes. You know, so I mean, I don't know, because there are also so many things in this world that happen that we don't understand. You know, that we don't understand that, and maybe we're not meant to, or maybe, you know, we have roadblocks that are put in our way, or things happen, and you know, we're trying to figure it out. I mean, how many movies have we seen where, you know, the main person dies at the end, and then, you know, all of a sudden there's this butterfly that lands, and people, you know, you're supposed to assume that the butterfly is that person. Does that really happen? You know, when someone passes away, you know, and you're somewhere and the wind blows, or a bird or a worm or whatever, you know, or someone turns around, you know, and they're wearing the exact color that your mom used to wear, or whatever. Is that a sign? Is that a sign from that person? Shaheed says, when you live a life of prayer and serve people with God's knowledge and wisdom, God gives you divine revelation for people and the world. God speaks in many ways. Dreams have hidden messages that can only be deciphered by those who have the knowledge and gift for it. I'm going to have to disagree with that. Because you're saying that, I do believe what you're saying, crazy lady. Welcome. And thanks for popping on, because I was going to, reference you. So I am glad you're here. Okay. So Shaheed, I do believe that God speaks in many ways. And I do believe that dreams have a hidden message, you know, but I don't believe that they can only be deciphered by those who have the knowledge and gift for it. I think that it is possible for a regular Joe or whomever to decipher what that dream meant. You know, I don't believe that I need to go to a priest or go to a seer or somebody to say, hey, can you tell me what this dream means? I think it's possible for, if you have that dream, that you can decipher that dream yourself. Call my nephew that he was a prophet. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to figure out that sentence. And he died of COVID 2 months later, but he told his two sisters, I told him, he was a prophet. His sisters questioned me. I said, yeah, I told him that. I'm not understanding that, Juju. You're saying you told your nephew he was a prophet. I'm not understanding that dialogue right there. Okay, he says there are many false prophets who want to be prophets. Absolutely. There are many, many false prophets. But does that mean that, do you have to be a prophet? Do I have to be a prophet to be able to decipher my own dream? If I decipher my own dream, and I'm not a prophet, don't consider myself one, then Shaheed, are you saying that I'm a false prophet then? Crazy. Hey, what? Welcome. If you can, without feeling it. Okay, I believe in dream interpretations. Shaheed says, I receive many dreams that come true, so I must have the gift of prophecy. So, okay, so Shaheed, you keep saying that prophecy or you know, that it's a gift, that it's a God-given gift. But how many other people who have had dreams that have come true, so are they prophets? Or do they just have dreams that have come true? It was a supernatural entity. Yes, prophetic gifts include any gifts involving teaching, encouraging, or rebuking others. Okay, y'all getting deep now, because I don't believe that. I do believe that certain people have gifts beyond what other people have, but I don't believe that if just because you have dreams that have come true, then you're a prophet. I don't believe that. Hey, crazy lady. Welcome.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay. Okay, now I can't. You were fine, and then all of a sudden I heard a little scratch, and then you just went very faint. I don't hear anything now. I see your mic is moving, but I don't hear anything. Hear a lot of scratchy, scratchy. Okay, you might want to go out and come back in and see if that works. Okay, she's gonna come back in. Okay, I sent you an invite.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Perfect.
Okay, good. And you're not going in and out?
Nope.
what are you interpreting, like, what do you mean by profit, okay? Because, like, yeah.
Well, I was reading what, right before you came in, Shahid said, when you live a life of prayer and serve people with God's knowledge and wisdom, God gives you divine revelation for people and the world. God speaks in many ways. Dreams have hidden messages that can only be deciphered by those who have the knowledge and gift for it. And I disagree with that.
Yeah, I mean,
not the whole thing. I just disagree with the last part, saying that God, that can only be deciphered by those who have the knowledge and gift for it. That's what I disagree with.
Well, yeah, because a person can interpret their own dream. Now, whether they do it biasly or not, and, you know, that's a different, you know, thing altogether. But I can tell, I mean, hello? You know, because then people would think that every dream's a prophecy dream, you know. I mean, there's a difference, I think, in probably the ones that are normal dreams that our subconscious has, and then ones that are, like, not really prophet, you know, like, whatever happened in the dream, because sometimes it's something stupid. But, like, if you're visited and you're able to connect with another, you know, like with the higher being, whether it be an angel or, you know, however the message is given you.
Okay. Does that make it? Yeah. Okay. Shahid, welcome.
Good afternoon. How's everyone?
Welcome.
Yes, the prophet is a calling from God, because if you believe in God, and we know that God is, he has eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak to us. And one of the ways he speaks to us is through dreams, but there's also many other ways, circumstances and revelation, vision, and or his clear voice. But you have to have the gift for that. And in Christianity, we call it the gift of prophecy. Yeah. And also the dreams, they usually come in a, like a code, like a secret code. So sometimes you see people, they are speaking, but it's what God wants you to know, you know. But you see people you meet, maybe friends or families, and you see them speaking in the dream, and they say something that means something to you. It gives you direction, or maybe you had some answers that, some question that week, and the answers will come through a dream. You will hear someone saying something in your dream, then that's the answer to your question.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but I don't believe that dreams are necessarily in secret code. I think some dreams that people have are very, very plain, and you know, I mean, they're just out there. They're, I mean, this is what it is. I don't believe that you have to, you know, have a certain, be a certain, you know, to training or something in order to decipher dreams. And in terms of telling people that they're prophets, it's like, you know, how do you know that they're a prophet, and who gives you the designation to say that someone is a prophet? I mean, so, crazy lady?
Me, personally, I say that, I mean, everybody has gifts, okay? So whether or not you choose to harness them, something people can do better than others, yes. But like, as like, I don't know. It's, you can tell, I mean, any holy man, like, okay, a man of God, whether, you know, whatever religion they may follow, are prophets. If you look at along like that line, because they're holy men, they should have, you know, God within them, around them, you know, and so, you know, they're all prophets, if you really think about it, if, you know, by the standard.
Okay, so that means we should all have that gift. I mean, who's to say that, you know, like Juju says that her nephew was one, but how do you know that? I mean, what is that designation?
I don't know.
You see,
To me, their souls are just they're different. You can tell they have. To me, it's like they have this burning within them. And usually most prophets, truth, you know, the voices of God, they don't stay around. They, I think, maybe live to like the 30s. The true ones that I have, you know, like would be considered, you know, prophets. Because I don't care what anybody says. Check it out. When Jesus died, he wasn't the last prophet to walk the earth. Really? Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just like saying, okay, when Jesus died, you know, God said, oh, forget it. I ain't talking to none of you guys no more. You done pissed me off.
Mm-hmm. Shahid?
Yeah, well, how do you know is that you start getting mental impressions. Let's say feelings. Some people call it like intuition or something.
And most prophets only have a moment, you know, one message. I don't think people that can like continuing, you know, because it's, you know, I think most like true prophets that they're like a one message, you know, because yeah, premonition is different than prophecy.
God will confirm it. God will give you a confirmation. First, you will, let's say, he'll show you future events through your dreams, sometimes through a mental impression. You just be watching the news or something, and then suddenly you get a mental impression that something bad will happen to that city. And after a week, you watch the news again, and you see that something bad did happen to that city. You know?
Are you saying something happened to that city?
Yeah, let's say you're watching a city. Let's say a place in the news, and you see a lot of sin, a lot of people, they are sinning there. Maybe they're doing things that God hates. And then you get this feeling that God will judge this place. And after some time, you see maybe a storm came there or some flooding.
Okay. You're saying city. Okay. So then, Crazy Lady and Shahid, let me ask this, since you guys are on the panel. With all of the shootings that we have in this country, is that a prediction that the United States is that something bad is going to happen? I mean, is that a premonition? Is that a prediction? Is that a prophecy? I mean, does that mean that we're not living right?
Yeah, this the shootings. No, people, if you look at people's attitude these days, they are more selfish and more proud and more arrogant. They are careless, you know. They don't have love for their neighbor anymore. They can't control their anger, and they don't have self-control, any, you know, kindness for their neighbor. They don't help people anymore. Like they're getting more, their hearts are getting colder and colder every day. So they are, let's say, living far from God. They're turning away from what the Bible teaches us, and they want to have their own way, live their own life. follow their own pleasures, and that's what you get. You people don't raise their children with love and attention more. They think only about their own happiness, you know. They don't spend quality time with their children, get interested in their lives to see what their dreams are, what their fears are, what their desires are in life. So they spend more time with politics and watching useless things and worthless things. And this generation, like, they don't, if you stop obeying what God says, you will go into, let's say, darkness. You will start walking in darkness, yeah. But yep. the problem with prophecy right now, people are using prophecy to make money, and that is the problem. They try to manipulate people with prophecy. These are the false prophets of the end times. They only think about getting money from people, you know. They use it as a money-making business to manipulate people, manipulate their emotions and their minds, and so they can get money out of it.
Okay. Well, I definitely believe that when there are a lot of false prophets walking around. Crazy lady?
On the making money thing, I would agree. That's like, you know, I tell people like what I do. I don't do it expecting money, because I can't do that, because it was a gift to me. So how can I charge someone else for it? You know what I mean? So I totally get the whole money thing, because that's what it's not supposed to be about.
Well, money has always been the bane of evil. I mean, even if you were born into money, and, you know, your mother, father, grandfather passed away, you know, somewhere along the way, somebody's going to fight you for that money. You know, it's like, why, you know, even if it's, everything's divvied up 50-50, there's always going to be that one person who wants 51%, you know, whatever. But again, I'm going to ask, you know, crazy lady, you know, back to the shootings. Does America have so many shootings because we're not living right in this country?
I don't think it's we're not living per se right. I think it's just because, you know, people are being sheep, and, you know, in my opinion.
I'm sorry, did you say that people are being sheep?
Yeah, they're being sheep. You know, they're not accepting it, but they're accepting it. You know what I mean? I just think that we need to figure something out. Straight up.
Okay, but you kind of baffled me there, because when you say that people are being sheep, are they being sheep to go get a gun and kill 30, 40, 50 people?
No, I'm talking about, well, okay, when the first, you know, when these shootings happening, right?
Uh-huh.
We're all jumping arms about it, but we're not doing anything to fix up why that happened. You know, get to the root of it. Like, you know, I think they should bring back corporal punishment personally. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If you rape someone, we're going to neuter you. You know, that's my opinion.
Okay. So do you guys believe, first of all, let me welcome Bart, Karen, and Mr. B, and Power Girl. Who else came in that I did not give a formal? And TTQ, welcome, welcome, welcome. So, okay, so, yeah, we are getting deep with this subject, you know, whatever. But, hey, Filthy Brett Breakfast, welcome, welcome. And Vinny, welcome. So, okay, so, do you believe that prophecies, prediction is the same thing as, and even though I know it's not, but can you tie it together with karma? That if you do this, this is going to come back to you somehow, some way. It may not come back tomorrow, may not come back, a year from now, but 10 years from now, when you are doing a certain thing, something's going to happen. And you're going to know exactly why. You're going to think back to, yeah, this is happening to me because I did this or I said this.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
I believe in karma because, you know, it's especially like when you're doing something you ain't supposed to be doing and you know you're, yeah, it's going to come back on you. You're going to have to pay for that, you know, sin. End of story.
Okay, because I believe
it might not even be this lifetime. I might be the next one. You never know.
Okay, so do you believe now some prophecies, CY, not SY, some prophecies predict that you will come back as another person, that you were here before in another life. And if you did something bad in this life, you're going to come back as something really bad in the next life. Like you may come back. Okay, Lou, I'm about to say it. I don't know why I'm about to say, he knows I'm about to say. You'll come back as a serial killer, you know, that ends up on death row and you end up, you know, dying in the electric chair or something because they didn't get you in that first life, but they're going to get you in the next one, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I get what you're going with this. I mean, but that's what I can see this. There's, you know, cause you just know. You know, you just know.
Okay. All right. And Shaheen says, Proverbs 26:27, King James Version. Who diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. I mean, that's basically saying to me, you know, you know, if you know you're gonna, you know, hit somebody upside the head, don't be surprised if somebody turns around and does the same to
right
you.
Right,
you know. And Lou says, I still believe Earth is hell.
An eye for an eye. That's in the Bible.
And eye for eye. And he says in Hebrews, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment.
Probably done it a couple times already.
Okay. And then First Peter, for he that will love and see good days, let him refresh his, you know, tongue from evil. I mean, you know, guys, I mean, because, you know, I believe in some prophecies. CY. Again, not SY, CY. And for those who are coming in late, I did put the definition of both of them in the chat. And I also believe in karma. I do believe that there are some prophets, but I do not believe in self-appointed prophets, which we have. I do believe that we are able to interpret our own dreams. I don't think that I need to go see a priest or have confession or something because I had a dream and I need someone else to figure it out for me. I think that I can figure out my own dreams. I think sooner or later, you know, people do. If you keep dreaming the same thing, you know, there's a reason. You know, it may not be crystal clear, you know, when you wake up. But I think along the way, you'll see signs that it's like, okay, maybe this is what it means that I should do this. You know, I do believe that people who have passed, you know, on, if you have a relationship with that person, I believe it's possible for that person to come back and talk to you in some way. I think that's possible. You know, whether it be a dream, whether it be, you know, a friend of yours and you two are, you know, having lunch and you're, you know, talking about certain things, whatever, and somehow or some way that conversation is the answer to your dream. I don't think I need a prophet to tell me that. Welcome, Take Christ. Welcome, Letitia. I cannot pronounce this other one, but welcome. So I don't know. Shaheen, did you want to add anything else?
The dreams thing, but sometimes the dream is very difficult to understand because let's say somebody is praying for a life partner. They asking God, like, I have two friends. They both like me, but I want to know, I want to make the right choice. And they are asking God, but God will not come in a dream and show them exactly. You see, the dream language is a secret code language. And not everyone can understand that secret code. Some people have that gift.
Shahi, I disagree with that. For you saying that, they keep saying that a dream is a secret code. I don't believe a dream is a secret code. So,
but if you look the Bible, then you see that when Daniel was a prophet, when he received dreams, he couldn't understand those dreams. So God, he was praying, and God sent an angel to him in the book of Daniel. An angel came to Daniel to explain what the dreams were. He was dreaming about animals and beasts. He didn't know what the animals and beasts were. But you have to know the Bible for this. And also in the book of Revelation, you see John is receiving visions from God, and he's seeing all these weird beasts and animals that do not exist on earth. So there was someone, a divine person, in those visions that were explaining to him what these things meant. So not every, some dreams you can understand it easily, but other dreams, they are little different, difficult to understand, because they happen in a way like you have to sit and think about, what does this dream mean? What is God trying to tell me? You know, so it's...
Well, right. I mean, right. So this is what I'm saying. So I don't necessarily think that it's a secret code or anything. I think that there are some dreams where you do have to, if you want to, if it's important to you, that you do sit down and you're like trying to figure it out. But I do believe that the answer to that dream or the questions that you may have may come, you know, just, you may be standing in line for coffee and you may look over at someone, the person next to you, and, you know, they have a backpack on that has a certain word on it. That could be the catalyst you need to figure out the rest of that dream.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. It's true. Some dreams are very clear. The message in it is easy to understand, but some dreams, the symbols and the symbols in those dreams and the way they happen, you really need to sit down and think deep to get the message, you know?
Okay. So what do you think about karma?
People call it karma, but it's really God doing his job. God's job, one of God's job, is to judge righteously, judge the earth, judge people's actions and deeds. And if you do evil, Jesus says, I have to find the scripture, but with the measure that you meet, it shall be measured back unto you, something like that, you know? So your action and deed will return back to you, but in Christianity, we just see it as God's judgment, God's righteous judgment, but people who do not believe in God, they call it karma, but it does exist. I've seen it. I've seen people done evil and evil return back to them.
But I definitely think that I do believe that evil will return back to you. And I also believe that if you do good, it will come back to you. Like I said, it may not come back to you tomorrow, may not come back to you next year, but I do believe somehow, some way it will, you know, good or evil, whatever you do will come back to you. I 100% believe also that how you treat others in the end, that's how you're going to be treated, you know. And don't be surprised that people are treating you this way. You know, you treat others, you know, other people like crap, they're going to treat you the same way. If you're disrespectful to people, people will be disrespectful to you. So, and Crazy says, if you remember the dream, it's a message. You know, Crazy, that's interesting, because I believe that we all dream every night, but we don't remember those dreams. And when you say that you believe that a dream, if you remember it, that it's a message, then absolutely, I believe that if you can remember a dream, then it's telling you something. You know, some people may shrug it off. Oh, I dreamt that, you know, I was at the beach last night and, you know, I was having a lot of fun. Okay. Exactly what does that mean? You know, so yeah, I yeah. And Crazy says, I remember some. Galatians, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Okay, Juju says, I cannot remember my dreams. I mean, I don't know, guys. I knew the show was going to be deep. I didn't know it was going to get this deep. Oh, definitely not yesterday's show. Hey, Crazy.
Howdy. I figured I got like 10 minutes, so. Man, I wanted to join in so many times on here because, like, I was like, damn. Like, I really don't know the differences in whatever. What I do know is this. I believe if you remember a dream, for any reason, doesn't matter what it is, that it's a message. I mean, that's just simple to me, because that's how it is for me. Like, I dream all the time, and the ones that I remember seem to always somehow come back. And it doesn't mean that's tomorrow. It could be 40 years from now. That's the thing that you got to understand, that the timeline of what you see or whatever it is doesn't mean that it's happening right damn now. Right. And that's why people brush things off so often. Also, you have to believe it to see it. If you're a non-believer, you won't see signs. You're not, because you're not looking for it.
Okay, but like when you say a non-believer, are you talking about God or just believe in the whole dream thing?
Just believe in, you know, like if you just believe in something outside, something non-believer in things that you can't explain.
Okay.
Okay, because there's stuff that I could tell you, and you'd be like, hell no, that's crazy. I can't explain it to you because you didn't experience it, only I did. So that only matters to me, right? So, but like, that's a loaded thing to say non-believer. But non-believer just means that you don't believe in signs. You don't believe in karma. I know people that don't believe in karma. I know people that don't believe that, you know, the energy, the vibes, the universe, stuff like that, right? And one of the things that stuck with me throughout the show is when you asked about karma. Karma is directly related to everything. Karma was named karma, but all it is universal revenge, which means, wow, that's why they tell you not to react. I learned this through, that's why people meditate and stuff like that. Do you understand that people that meditate are connecting with the universe, connecting with something greater than themselves, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to handle this because if I handle it, I'm going to jail. So I'm going to go ahead and let Jesus and the universe handle it, you know, because someone is going to reap what they sow. I believe that, whether it happens now or forever.
Okay, but Crazy, so you believe that karma is a negative force as opposed to it being also a positive force.
Karmic is just it's just in energy. It can be good or bad.
Okay, but you said universal revenge.
Well, okay, so if you, in the sense of what you guys, I'm specifically speaking of what you asked. Okay. Do you believe people that are getting karma, because you didn't ask about good karma, you asked about people getting revenge or having in different lives still getting their, you know, what they should get, whatever they're owed, you know.
But I also said that I also believe that if you do good, that good will come back to you. If you do good things, I do believe that good will come back to you. So I do believe in good
karma. No, I'm only responding to the one part about karma, yes. Universal revenge. That's the only part, because I believe in good karma. Good karma comes to people that don't express all the good things they do. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you show the whole world, oh my God, I helped the bird. Oh my God, I helped the bunny. Oh my God, I helped a person. Oh my God, I gave him a dollar. Oh my God, that doesn't equal good karma. Anyways, but like that actually can equal bad karma, because you're just showing off for what?
Right.
But yeah, like the universe can do all your dirty work and it can do your good work. I was just talking to somebody recently and I was like, okay, that person knows me, knows how I am. I throw everything out into the universe all the time. And I have to, because otherwise I get really overwhelmed, because some of it can be handled by that, by signs, by whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to lighten your load sometimes, because you're not supposed to carry that whole load. That's that whole Footprints poem, right? Right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, and so that all of that stuff is tied together. So my thing is you put half of it out there, things you can't change, you shouldn't worry about, but we're going to, but you put those on the back burner. You put the other half out in the universe and let it tell you the time and the place, and then, you know, let it happen. Because if you try to take control, majority of the time, what happens, have you ever been in a rush in the morning and your clothes catch on every single thing on the way out of the house? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. Do you know what that sign is? The sign isn't, ha ha ha, you're pissed off, so let me piss you off more. It's slow the fuck down. Slow the fuck down. You know what I'm saying? So that's your sign to slow the fuck down. The reason you're getting caught on everything is because you're rushing, rushing, rushing. You're not paying attention. You know what I'm saying? That's a sign. Slow your ass down. But most people, instead of seeing that, are going to just get mad, right? Motherfucker, every time I get, you know, my language, but...
So,
but you have to take it like that.
So, okay. So, Crazy and Shahid, they gave me their views on this. Do you believe that prophecies, I mean, do you believe that people can predict the future? Do you believe that people can say certain things are going to happen?
Yes.
Do you think that's possible? Okay. Do you think it comes from a certain gift, or they just know, or?
It comes from being, having your eye opened. That's okay. What it comes from. Okay. I believe that everybody has abilities, and the reason I say so confidently that it is like that, because I've had it happen to me numerous times. If my brother's still here, he'll tell you all the time. He'll be like, I can't believe that. Like that's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? But like, you have to see it. You also can't be a self-appointed prophet. That's not how it works either. So, like people that do that, that's the same as saying, oh, well, I helped this homeless guy with $50. That's the same shit.
Right. Right. Okay. And then Juju says we have to be aware and in tune.
That's exactly right. Yeah. You have to be on it. Everything is energy. Everything in this universe is energy, vibes and energy. And if you're going to get what you put out there, I promise you, every day I have to look back and look at myself and figure out, oh, well, I'm having a shitty day today. But why is that? Is it because I am just can't get out of the funk? And most of the time it's that. It's my mindset. I've already decided that the day is trash. So guess what? The day is trash. And that's exactly all I see all day. It's not because maybe there wasn't blessings throughout the day. I closed my eyes to that because I already decided that everything was crap.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, y'all, I knew we were going to have a deep show. I didn't know it was going to get this deep.
Oh, you're lucky I couldn't get on here earlier, man. I was chomping at the bit, boy. I was like, damn, this is perfect. Tiki's not here anymore. But he also said something like this. He said something to me that really, he said, this person said, I'm praying, but it only seems to help in the moment. And I was like, yeah, because you're only praying for the moment. So that's all it's going to fix.
That is one thing that I do not believe. I don't believe that, you know, like some people pray only when they need to, like, Lord, please, you know, please don't let me get an F on my test. Please, you know, but yet you didn't study, you know, I mean, it's like, no, that's not going to happen. You have to, if you're going to pray, it should be an ongoing thing. And, you know, so it's not like, you know, you do this at the last
minute. Right. That's why you're calling me every time you need a ride somewhere because you don't have a car and I do. Come on. You know, like that. I'm just saying, like, and I'm guilty of it too. You know, it's an on off relationship, but it was never because of loss of faith. That's the difference. And every time I tried to take control of it, I could tell the difference. So most people don't even know I'm half this deep. And that's the difference between some people out there thinking they know it all and telling everybody I'm the one you should run to and listen to. And they're just like, what the fuck? You know, and then you turn around, and you're like, damn, you, I would have never guessed it. Yeah, because that's the way it's supposed to be.
Okay. All right. Crazy lady, you want to chime in on what Crazy was saying?
Yeah, you know, exactly what I was going to say. You know, that's why I say, you know, I do blessings, you know, because I pray every day. I, you know, and I thank the universe for, you know, everything that is given, you know. And, yeah. And then, you know, I cry when I have the bad, you know. But, you know, it's like Prince said, you know, we're all energy. We're all connected. We're all, you know, it's.
Well, we definitely, you know, everyone has their good days and bad days, but I can honestly say, and I truly mean this, I mean, I can wake up in a funk or whatever, but I try my very best that before I go to sleep at night, no matter how late I'm staying up, that I try to make, when I close my eyes, that I can say, this was a good day. I have to, because, you know, I don't want to be one of those people that are just miserable, and they find just, they look at their day and everything is just so negative. I mean, yeah, like I said, we have our bad days. This happens, that the clothes get caught on everything when we're going out. But, you know, at the end of the day, is there not one thing? Is there not one thing that was good? At least one? And, you know,
have someone change your mood like instantly the minute you come up on them. You're just like, oh no. Like, because you know why? Because there's energy around you, and you have to manifest that. You have to manifest. Like, I could be, most people don't, I'm the most, probably one of the most optimistic, positive persons that I know. Most people wouldn't think that. They just think I'm mean and crazy, but like, I can't be around people that are full of, I feel it. I can feel your shit from 10 feet away. I'm already like, nope, I'm gonna go over here because I'm not having none of that.
Right, right. You know, and you don't want to be around, you know, those people. And that's and that's why I say, you know, you have those people that wake up every day saying and knowing they're just gonna be in a funk the entire day. And it's like, I don't want to be around you. And I try to, you know, even if I'm saying something silly, you know, crazy, whatever, you know, I try to make myself smile. I crack myself up all the time, not necessarily meaning to, you know, but there has to be, like I said, at the end of the day, there has to be something that was good. And to me, for anyone, the one thing that was good was the fact that you woke up that morning. That alone should make you feel grateful for something, for just a little bit of something, I would think.
I'll be honest with you. If someone asks me how I'm doing and I feel like I'm bad, like I'm not in a place to answer and be like, yeah, I'm fine or I'm okay, I'll say that's what I'll say. That's actually my only answer outside. I'll never say no. What I'm going to say is, well, I woke up this morning. You know, yeah, like that's
crazy. But you have those people who, when you say, you know, how are you today? They will literally start, oh, well, this happened. Oh, and then my car broke down. It's like, okay. You know, they will tell you all the negatives.
Some people are put in front of you like that for you to try to, like, I'm gonna tell you, I ain't gonna lie, I'll try to like make a couple of comments and like bring it back around, but if someone stays there, like if it's just a passing stranger, I'm going to be like, all right, well, I'll listen to your woes. And then we go about a bunch. Maybe someone just needed to listen.
I'm talking about that friend or that coworker.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So a friend difference, though, I've told my, like, that's why I don't have too many friends. But like, I'm like, look, like, that's why you have shitty days every day. I would even ask, like, did you even have just not even nothing? Not, and someone didn't smile at you today. Like, you literally all day long, what you focused on was the shits. Cause life's going to happen. Whether you're mad about it or happy about it is your choice. That's a choice. You know what I'm saying? So you have to figure out whether you want to live in misery or whatever. And people that live in misery will bring you down. And yeah, cause they try to live vicariously through your happiness.
Well, but my happiness,
and they suck your energy up.
Yeah, they do suck your energy. And those are the people that I'm talking about. And don't try to be happy through me, because I may do things that don't make you happy. It's like, you may do things that don't make me happy. I'm going to live my life. Don't try to live vicariously through me. Get yourself together and like I said, just there has to be one thing throughout the entire day, like you said, crazy, that made you smile, that just, even if it was just a little giggle, something, something.
I listen, I will. I'm like I said, I've had some people that they keep on, and I say something, I'm like, look, man, like I can't. You're going to have to go on somewhere. I'll get up and leave because I'm not going to have my energy. I've done that enough times, being stupid, letting somebody else drag me into the pits of misery. You know what I mean? So like, if I can absolutely avoid it, I avoid it. I cannot be around people that everything is no and negative and everything sucks in my whole life. You woke up this morning. If you can't say nothing else good about that day, that's what you should say. Now, whether you believe that's God waking you up or whatever you believe in, if you woke up, you had a chance to do it all over again, right? Make a difference. I guess shit sucks, man. Trust me when I tell you, I've been to the pits of hell and back. So, like, that's why I can confidently say that you live in misery. That's what your life is going to stay like, because you've closed your eye to anything else. That's all you're going to see. If you talk negative, all you're going to see is negative, and that's all you're going to, that's the cycle you're going to stay in. But okay, it's a sad reality. Some people's jobs keep them like that. That's sad, and like, easier said than done. And that's a damn truth. I could sit here and tell you all that crap, and you're just like, how? It took a lot of pain.
But you know what though? I mean, I think that you're right, because I think we've all had jobs that we absolutely could not stand. And I know I had a job that I absolutely could not stand, but I never allowed that job to dictate my mood to the point where I'm just in misery constantly. You know, it was like that. That was my catalyst to go look for another job.
Let me ask you a question while you say that. See, at the time, if you ever had a job like that, you had an opportunity, right, to make something different, go find something else. What about those people that can't do that? And they're just stuck there.
I totally get that. And I totally understand. But I'm just saying, and I know that there are people who are stuck in situations that seem hopeless, whatever. Even if it's in your own mind, even if it's in your own mind that you have to, you know, pretend that your boss is this, or, you know, when you're doing this particular task that you absolutely hate, that if you have to create something in your own mind just to get through the day, then I say do that, mm-hmm. as opposed to allowing that person or that job, or even that husband or that wife or those kids to put you in such a funk that you're just miserable.
Yeah, that's a whole, sometimes it's about, see, we're way off prophecy type of stuff, but this is all, it's all.
I think it's all related.
That's the thing, like, you know, it's really sad because I have really short patience. I really honestly do. I try my best, you know, most of the time just to have patience for stuff, but I feel like a lot of times if something is put in front of me, if I hear something, it's meant for me to hear, for me to say something about, or to give an opinion about, or like out in the world, you know, if I see someone in front of me, like they can't pay for something, right? But I feel like if I seen it because I'm meant there, if I have the means, it was meant for me to just do it. You know what I'm saying? So like, there's not enough goodness anymore anywhere. I mean, everything's, just think about how much of the, you know, they're trying to kill everybody's spirits. And it's real easy to do that when you think you have no way out. Jobs are just as toxic as relationships all day, every day.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. But you know what though? Dang, I forgot what I was about to say. Cause you said, what did you say before the job thing? I'm about to answer you, and then I totally lost.
I'm sorry.
Totally lost my
mind. About the, I'm just saying, like, what I was saying before the job thing was about, oh my God, I can hear myself, but I can't hear it.
Oh boy, I don't know. You know, but
all toxic relationships. It all is. It's the whole jobs are just as bad as toxic relationships, and people think they're stuck. You know, they're stuck there and they can't get out of there. So they're in a cycle. You know, like that's the cycle they get in. The spirits, they're killing the spirits because. I mean, look at all this. There's not enough goodness anymore in the world. There's just not enough. There's not enough goodness because people can't feel good because they're constantly being beat up by rent prices and their job that sucks. And you think this whole country stuff doesn't affect people, which affects the whole thing.
Okay. I know what I was going to say, because you were saying that we, you know, got off topic with predicting the future. You're talking about jobs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So mm-hmm. if someone is in that funky job that they hate, whatever, you know, are those people going to predict that the rest of their life or the next 5 years, the next year is going to be shitty because they're in this bad job, when something can happen? You can meet that customer that helps you, or I mean, I don't know. I have been in some situations that have been just absolutely horrendous and horrific. And you know, when I look back at it, in my head, I always hear, you know, my parents always saying, don't ever let someone put you in a situation where you think less of yourself, or you put yourself down and you don't find a way to get out. And that's why on the show, when, you know, sometimes depending upon who's on the panel or what the conversation is, I don't, you know, it's like, I'll go back and forth with you. And then I'm like, okay, whatever, because it's like, I have to remove myself from that situation. And that's, I guess, if you cannot do it with a job, that's why I say sometimes I do go inside my head and I'm like, okay, this person's yap, 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 yap. And they're talking. And I'm literally thinking about something else. And then I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, you know, it's like, I just try not to let people put me there, because I've allowed that to happen to me before in the past. And it wasn't good for me. It was not good for me. So I understand that people may not have the financial means to do something, or even have the courage to do something, but everyone has a brain and they can go and make up their own little fantasy somehow to get through the day. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Just don't get a gun and go start shooting people.
Well, just to answer your question about, can a person who's in a bad job predict themselves in the same position in 5 years? Absolutely. I know people that have been stuck like that their whole life. And that's exactly where they've been stuck their whole life. Because just in this next sentence, you proved the point of what I said earlier. They didn't see the customer that walked through that saw their spark in their eye, because they didn't look up to see that person smile at them. Why? Because they're looking down, because that's what they're thinking about. Does that make sense? So they're blinded to the blessings around them because they're so in this funk or whatever. So people can predict that for the rest of their lives, because that's the thought process. That's the mindset they're in. And can people be reached? And people, there's probably people out there just haven't been reached just because, for whatever reason it is. Absolutely. But you have to be willing to see the blessing to receive the blessing. No, it's just like opportunity. Blessings don't come knocking on your damn door. Hey, stupid, look up. Can you eye level here, buddy? You know, if you look at me, it could have been CEO of some, he was in some gas station in the back town, and you've been waiting to get out of this town forever and a day, but you were just dragging ass all the way around. You couldn't even put customer service Susie blank face on and talk to this person. So your customer service sucked because your life sucked, because your day sucked. And Mr. CEO of the big company that would have saw the bright smile on your face and been like, hey, man, someone like you, the face of my company, could come over here and live over here. You didn't see that because your head was down, because that's where you're looking, because that's your thought process, your mindset. So you missed opportunity because it walked right in and you were in your woes. You were just, woe is me. And the whole world around you is like just this big pit of shit. People stay like that. There was a time where I was like that. And I could tell you that was a very rough fucking patch in my life.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know, I have been in that place, and I say I would never allow, I would never allow, you know, for me to get into that place again, or, you know, I have to do something where, you know, like I said, I can't listen to someone consistently want to argue with me, or, you know, go back and forth. At some point it's like, okay, never mind, you know, whatever, because I don't want to go where you're trying to take me. I don't want to be in that negative spot, you know? So, there were times when my mother would just go on and on and on and on. She's going on and on and on, and I'm literally, you know, playing a Jackson 5 tune in my head, whatever. And then when she stopped, I'm like, okay, you know, it's like, you don't want to listen to it. You know, it's just too much. Sometimes it just gets to be too much, but those people don't understand it. And those are the people who will always, to me, be that miserable person.
Oh, absolutely, because they live there. Now, there's a difference if someone's there and nobody's ever tried to pull them out and you don't even know if they're rescuable. Is everybody savable? I don't know, maybe. But is everybody going to save everybody? No, absolutely not. But only you can see the savior. Like, you can't. Most of the time, someone's not going to go pick you up off the floor and save your life. They're just not. You have to do a little bit. A little bit. You have to put the energy out there to save yourself. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to reach out for someone to reach out to you. I don't know how to.
You're right. And just like, you know, for those interventions, what have you, you know, if you're an alcoholic, you're not going to stop unless you want to. Just because I'm saying, you know, you need to do this, or you need to wait, or you need to stop doing this, or you need to do this, you need to do this. I can say that all day long, but if you don't want to, or you don't want to hear it, you're not going to do it. Plain and simple. So,
yeah.
But anyway, y'all, I was going to end the show with a Johnny Cash song, but Crazy kept talking. I say, you know, I am going to go to CC Winans, and this is one of my favorite songs, one of my absolute favorite songs. So, and I think it's up. Appropriate for how we ended the conversation. So, Crazy Lady, do you have any last words?
Just remember, peace, love, beauty, and respect.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
We can get through this. Maybe.
Okay. Crazy Lady, you have, or Crazy, do you have any last words of wisdom or anything?
No, man, just look outside of yourself. Don't be, you gotta, there's no way to, you don't know shit. But just know the one thing that you, the only way to grow is for you to admit that you know nothing and you need to learn everything.
I like that. Okay. Juju says, love you all. Great show. I'm getting a call. Have to go. See you later, Juju. Bye. All right, so guys, tomorrow, thanks to Shorty, I have my title for my show. I haven't posted it yet. I'll post it later on this evening. But yeah, I do have a title for the show. So depending upon who shows up, depends upon how the show goes. If bro shows up, we'll get a lot of new words to add to our vocabulary and our dictionary that we'll have to write in with pencil, because we'll have to erase them because they'll make no sense. But in that, tomorrow is Thursday fun. So, and if y'all see Crazy, see y'all start. So if y'all come up on the panel, this is my rule that I've instituted since I have brought Thursday Fun back. If you come up on the panel and you get all serious and try to change the conversation into, well, you know, tomorrow's weather report, and if the world did this, then we would, if y'all try to get up here and try to make it serious, I'm kicking y'all off the panel. Y'all have been warned. And some of y'all know who you may be.
I don't know. I know nothing.
And some people I have given a personal warning to. So I'm just saying. Lou says, I'll change my name for tomorrow's show. Oh, and if I don't know who you are, and if you are an alphabet person, I will not let you up on the panel, and I will not acknowledge you. I am taking that rule from someone else's show that it seems to work very, very well. So if you're an alphabet person, whatever, no.
You're damn right. Go get a name and come back. Otherwise, shut up.
So anyway, I am going to leave you guys with CC Wyans. He's not on his knees yet, so here we go, and I am going to clear the panel.
He doesn't know his worth. Where's the saddest smile on earth? But he denies it. Love is reaching out to him, but he won't let it in. He defies it. He defies it. He's not ready. He's not on his knees yet. He's too strong to be weak. Show him mercy. He's not on his knees yet. Let him break, please make him better. Put the pieces back together. Ooh. He thinks that he's alone. I have walked the road he's on, and I know
there we go. And that's it, guys. Tomorrow again, Thursday fun. And Shorty, you talking about my twin sister? I'm sorry. I'm just looking forward to tomorrow's show because I think y'all are going to like the title. But anyway, enjoy your day or evening wherever you are in the world. And ladies, wear your bras tomorrow. Have your bras on, okay? Have the sister girls in check. On that note, guys, enjoy the rest of your evening, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye. Now I'm reading what Crazy just said. So, bye again.